your pain. Lay it down. Lay it down. Lay it down.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
The goodness of God leads men to repentance. So all our friends and relatives and co-workers and people that even strangers that we don't know, we need to testify of how good God's been to us and then let them know that God would do the same for them or even greater. Yes. And God would begin to reveal his goodness to them. That man in the Bible that was full of devils had a legion of demons in him, got delivered and wanted to follow Jesus. Why? Because he even tasted good. Man, I ain't got to be naked no more. I ain't got to live in the graveyard no more. This man even had a house to live in. His home was the tombs. The graveyard was where he laid his head to rest. He separated from his family. Separated from people. People done come out there, grabbed him, put chains on him, tried to tame him. Try to tame a human being. This man was worse than a gorilla, chained up. Because you can chain a gorilla and he can't break the chain. But this man could break the chains they put on. He's worse than an animal. And when Jesus set that man free, that man said, look, I won't go with you. And Jesus said, go home and tell your friend. See, look, he introduced him back into society, back to his family, back to his friend. Go home, tell your family and your friends that God has had compassion on you. In other words, God's been good to you. Go tell the good news. And the Bible says that he went and published what Jesus did for him in 10 cities. And when Jesus came back to that place, everybody was waiting on Jesus because they ran him off because they didn't understand him. But when that man got through telling his story, when Jesus returned, they was all waiting on Jesus. We want Jesus to minister to us. We got to meet this Jesus you talking about. He been that good to you. That man said, look, I'm going to tell you, that man is good. That man said, can you imagine? Everybody knew about this man because you didn't travel that way. You know, back then you on a horse, a donkey, a camel. Right? He had so much demon power, he might be able to outrun a horse. Couldn't change. So you say, man, don't go that way. Hey, man out there in them graveyards out there, he crazy, man. That man full of the devil. Don't go that way, he kill you. You wouldn't even ride your horse by that. Horse be scared. Horse get close to him, thought ran up on you. Horse, I ain't going that way. I ain't going. Backing up. Man, some horses got sense. You know that man riding that donkey, huh? In the Bible? He kicking him, hitting him. Gonna move. That donkey say, look, I ain't going. You see that man up there with that sword? I'm paraphrasing. You see that man standing up there in the bridge? I ain't going. Donkey laid down on it. We ain't going nowhere. Getting my head cut off, they Joe fool himself. God spoke to a donkey. Donkey saw in the spirit, had more spiritual sense than a man riding him. Donkey said, oh, I ain't going up there. Man got a sword. No, you hit me all you want. Kick if you want. We ain't going nowhere. All right, God demonstrates his power to reveal his goodness. Because a lot of people say, well, I don't believe God good. Then God say, let me show you. Then the power of God started working. Deliverance come, healing come, blessing come. And then you say, man, God's good. How many of you, God ever got you out of jam? Oh, yeah. Oh, You know what that was? Him being good to you. How many of you probably would be in worse shape, dead or in jail, if God hadn't done something for you? How many of you, God ever got you out of trouble? You know what that was? God being good to you. How many of you didn't get what you deserve? Didn't get what I deserve. I remember when I was 12 years old. I sat on the vanity at home because we had the kind that hung on the wall. I don't know, I was 12 years old, but I didn't know I was too heavy for it. I had a big old afro and I was grooming it. So I sat up on it. Got my pick and my rake and everything. Hair out there like that. And that thing say, bam! Come off the wall. Water spraying everywhere. Mama know we tore up stuff every day. I said, now this done broke the camel's back. Daddy gonna kill me this evening. So I propped it back up, put a stick on it. That stopped some of the water. I had to put a bucket on it because it's still dripping. The pipe split. You know, them little thin pipe just split. When I stood it back up, it closed up a little bit, but it's still dripping. So I had to keep dumping that water out. And boy, we had a little playhouse my dad had built for us in the backyard. I went out there and I closed the door and I had a meeting with God. I said, now, Lord, my daddy gonna kill me today. I'm coming to join you. But I'm asking you, Lord, have mercy on me today. Please don't let my daddy whoop me today. If you don't let my daddy whoop me today, I'll preach for you when I get 20. It's eight years off, you know. Now, you know that ain't nothing but the goodness of God. I put God 8 years because I said, don't mess with my teenage years. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, teenagers, they've tried to outsmart God. They think they can outsmart him. You can't outsmart him. I wish, when I got saved, I wish I had served God with all my teenage years. I had so much regret in my heart when I first got saved. I said, man, I wish I had done this when I was 12 years old. I wish I'd have just gave it to him right then. He was so good to me. I said, I wasted all them years. Bunch of foolishness. I could have been having all this goodness in my life. And you know what? And so I prayed all day long. I'm going to tell you, prayer releases the goodness of God into your life. It enables God to reach you with his goodness. And I prayed, and Daddy came home. I met him at the truck. When he got out of the truck, I said, Daddy, I said, we had a little accident here today. He said, what done happened? I said, come here, let me show you. So we went in the bathroom, and the thing was propped up with a stick, got a bucket of water under it. He said, what happened here? I say, forgive me for lying. I said, I don't know. You know, you're 12. I don't know. I was combing my hair, and it just fell off the wall. It just fell off. So I didn't want that whooping. I said, Daddy going to kill me today. I'm going to get it. I said, he said, now, wait a minute now. He said, now, wait a minute. Now, that thing didn't just fall off the wall. He said, I ain't stupid. That thing just didn't fall off the wall. What happened in here? I said, Dad, I was sitting on it, combing my afro.
He's like, combing my afro.
I said, he finna get me now. He looked on it, he said, I think I can fix that. I'll be right back. Didn't holler, didn't fuss. It was a miracle. He left to go back to the truck. He had a little piece of pipe in his truck. And while I'm in the bathroom, I say, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. He ain't even mad or upset. It's a miracle. I say, Lord, I guess I'll be preaching at 20. See, you don't have to be old to experience the goodness of God. When you're 8, 6, 5, 3, amen, when you're 83, 89, 79, it don't matter what age you are, God's good all them years. Now, I knew right then, I'm going to tell you, to me, in my mind, that was a bona fide miracle that I didn't get my rear end tore up that day. Because I got whipped for less. I knew that was a biggie. That was the goodness of God. Amen. Now, listen to what happened in Exodus 34, 5, and 6. And the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with them there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. So the next day, God gave, I skipped a lot of stuff because I don't have time to read all of it. God gave Moses some instructions. And then when the next day came, God said, now I'm going to show you my glory. I'm going to let my goodness pass by you. And then he said, and the Lord came down in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed. So the Lord began to speak who he is. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness. Listen to this. Abundant in goodness and truth. He's saying, I'm reliable, I'm stable, I'm trustworthy. That's what truth is. I'm abundant in faithfulness. I'm good. He says, I'm long-suffering. That means I'm slow to retaliate evil. I'm gracious, marked by kindness. I'm full of mercy and compassion. Hallelujah. And so as he's passing by, as Moses is seeing the glory and the goodness of God, God is proclaiming to Moses who he is. He didn't say, I'm evil, I'm low down, I'm dirty, I can't wait to strike you down, I'm waiting on you to make a mistake. No, that ain't what he said. Guess what he proclaimed? He proclaimed, the Lord, Jehovah, Jehovah God. He said, that's who I am. Merciful. He said, I want you to know something about me. I'm merciful. I'm gracious. I'm long-suffering. I'm abundant in goodness. Now, when God say abundance, can you imagine how big God is when he say abundant? And Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that more abundantly. Hallelujah. In Psalm 145, verse 89, it says this, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Let me tell you something. There ain't a person in this room that haven't experienced the goodness of God. Because my Bible says that he's good to everybody. Bible says he makes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. He's good to everybody. Some people just don't receive it. Some people just don't recognize it. Some people just don't understand it or comprehend it. But God's been good to you. That's why you're still alive. That's why you're in your right mind this morning, because God's been good to you. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord has been good to you. What is the proper response to God's goodness? How do you keep it flowing in your life? Has God blessed you?
Yes.
Has he protected you from evil?
Yes.
Has he provided for you?
Yes.
Has he healed you? Has he made a way for you when you didn't have a way?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, we could go on and on and on, and your answer is going to be yes. So I'm going to tell you five ways that you respond to the goodness of God. This is how you keep the goodness of God flowing in your life. This is how you recognize it. This is how you have more and more goodness come into your life.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.